Good afternoon, Peter Lynham.
Good afternoon to you. How's it going?
Oh, it's pretty good, actually.
Swimmingly. Is that what people say?
Hey, swimmingly. That's swimmingly. A very stylish language. It's most impressive. Yeah, that's right.
Now,
I promised you a great exclusive today, but it hasn't happened. So there we are, so much for knowing what's going on in the world.
So are you still holding on to this information?
Most definitely.
It's not public.
You're
yet.
A vault. He's a vault.
It will one day happen. It will one day happen, perhaps, in which case you will be the first to hear, but it won't be this week.
Right on.
So, instead, I'm just so interested in this huge new stadium. Stadium, that's a funny name for a church, isn't it? Life Church is building in Normanby Road in Mount Eden.
Which one's Life Church?
So, Life Church, which used to be... CLC, they all go by these strange abbreviations which change constantly.
Right.
So it's just down around the corner from Simon Street.
I think I've been there. Is it kind of like you take the left as if you're going to Power Station, and then it's kind of on the right? It's on the right?
It's just below Power Station.
I was actually telling John I bought a fuzz pedal off someone at a church once, and it was that church, John.
Yeah.
And I was why does this guitarist that play at the church need a fuzz pedal? But obviously he didn't. That's why he sold it. Great story.
Yes. Well, I can tell you that, I mean, it's an amazing church anyway, with a huge...
Yeah, it looked big. It looked big.
With three services, etc. Mm. But what's really interesting is that the... new underground railway that we're having put in needs the site that Life Church is using, which is adapted from the old Whitcall's storage building.
Okay.
They need it for their top underground station because it's right by the railway line that comes through, and that's what's going to connect the central city services with the western buses, you see.
And they don't want to share, or?
Well, I think probably a railway and a church.
Sorry, Peter, you just fell into a fish tank there, mate. What did you say? Sorry?
So I think it would be a rather strange combination to put. Yeah, because what would you do? Would you duck for the trains when they came by? I don't know quite how it would work. But so the solution that they've come up with is that the city council did a land swap with the church and has given them a site around the corner. It's kind of at the back of Morgan Grammar.
Okay.
And it's really quite an interesting site because it's a Normanby Road, not far from the prison. And they are working hard on building a stadium for this church, which is supposed to the main church auditorium. And there's a flypast that you can see if you look up the Life Church website.
Yeah, there's a nice video that we just watched, a really nice video.
Very flash video.
Some great rendering going on in that video.
Yeah, that's right. Yes, no, they're pretty sophisticated.
The music wasn't very good, I'll be honest.
Yes, they're very good at video. They actually do a superb weekly TV show shown on TV3 at some rather early hour on Sunday morning.
I feel like I might have scrolled past it a little bit hazy.
Yes, it's very possible. A very, very sophisticated media production. Well, so this church building, 1,750 seats, which will make it, I think, the largest church building, certainly in Auckland.
Wow, even bigger than the boat out by Rainbow's End.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Gee whiz, yes. It is big.
So it is absolutely spectacular building. Very, very slick and very, very smart. I think that City Impact and Destiny are both around the 1,500 mark in their seating capacity.
Peter, is Life the same one as if when you're going out to Sylvia Park? There's one on the left there. Is that a Life?
No, keeping abreast of these churches is challenging. No, that's called City Impact.
Okay, sweet. Man, so how many belong to Life Church? Is there a few Life Churches
around Auckland? So altogether, Life Church, let's call it Central City Campus.
Okay.
And it's Central City Campus... probably has 4,000 or 5,000 people who attend the 2 or 3 services a Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And then they've also got one out here in Albany, which looks like it would seat about 400.
Right.
And one near the airport, and another one out west in the Henderson area, I think.
Mm.
So it's a big operation.
Yeah,
probably
yeah,
attracting
yeah.
around 8,000 people maybe a Sunday. And of the very large staff of about 30. Now, this building cannot have been cheap because it's very, very nicely done.
Mm.
So, of course, a lot of the money has come from the city council.
Jesus Christ!
That's
my council too, though.
Yes, that's right. Yes, well, you're welcome to go and sit in the...
That's what I was going to ask. Is there any chance I can maybe go watch something that's not... Like, will they put on a gig there? Like, obviously, can't everything too devil-y. Maybe Coldplay could play there or something.
Well, you never know. You just never know
do
what
these
they
churches,
might...
Do they ever, like, sort of outsource? Like, ever let other people outside...
Well,
people come
Sydney Destiny does boxing in their one.
Whoa, okay.
So it may be that would work. Apart from that, I think... I mean, life keeps people pretty well occupied most of the
time. Yeah, fair enough. Mm.
So, I don't know. I've not heard of them using their facilities. But I know that churches like that, I mean, you know, it's a bigger auditorium than anything except the Aotea Centre.
Wow.
Significantly bigger than the Town Hall, I think.
So it's definitely capable, eh?
Oh, yeah, that's right. So a superb, superb spot if people wanted to go and visit the... Well, I mean, yes, they could do marvellous things using those facilities.
So obviously numbers of the church are really, really healthy if they're building this relatively ambitious facility.
So that one must get over the idea that church is in continuous and necessary decline. Churches like this, in fact, are flourishing. Although it's fair to say that people don't necessarily stay there forever.
Mm-hmm. Do they all follow similar business models, I guess? Like you sort of guilt people into using the ATM on the way out?
There's no
doubt
about it.
Yeah.
They use business strategy very, very seriously about how to attract people. They use advertising. They use TV.
Yeah.
They use networks of all kinds. It's, brilliant piece of social marketing is involved. Plus how very slick rendition of the way they do church, with a very, very well-produced band and, kind of style that's very carefully cultured to suit the people who want that particular style of church. It's quite interesting to watch. And, I mean, I've often wondered if church, in essence, needs to turn into, in our very marketed world, into something highly marketed. Well, life is doing it.
A rock and roll show on
cleverly.
Sunday.
The devil.
Yeah, that's right. Yes.
Oh, that's why that guitarist sold me the fuzz. You can't have fuzz. You can't have fuzz in worship music. It's just cymbals with rivets in them.
A light overdrive. Think about it.
What was that, Peter?
I said the devil could learn a bit from life as well life is right up there with the latest technology.
Mm, right.
It's pretty slick.
Very, very interesting, Peter.
Yeah, it is. It's, will I be able to just go there and muck around? Is it like, churches back in the day, we used to cruise in and someone would just...
Life is not a cult-like group. Life is a very large, very open place.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that you'll never be allowed to say your piece of what you actually think there. You know, you'll be treated with love and care and strongly encouraged to come along. They're not so much interested. You've got different opinions. You can go elsewhere.
Okay.
You know, so in that sense, like in a supermarket, they're not there for your complaints or your opinions. They're there to offer you what they've got to sell.
Okay. Keep it simple.
That's right.
Don't think too hard about it. Don't question anything.
Of course. Of course. That's right.
All right.
Yes. Great thoughts will happen in other places, I think.
For sure. Okay. Hey, well, thank you very much, Peter.
Do you reckon they'll invite you to the opening?
Well, I think you and I ought to give an invitation to the opening. I think
let's
we
do
deserve
it.
One.
Yeah,
we've done a bit of promotion for them today, haven't we?
It's in my local area as well. Like, if it's I'm in Grafton, so it's kind of my local life.
You'll have to get me an invitation then. That'll be good.
Okay. Hey, thanks, mate. We'll catch you next week.
Very good. See you later. Bye bye.